promise not to keep you in the book for too long.
Okay.
A very short statement. Read this a week advance. already, it's going to be interesting. Okay. So, Kendall Bell is on a meeting in Pretoria this morning. Firstly, Kendall condemns the attack on the Sri Lankan team in Lahore in Pakistan. In Kendall's view, no objective, political or otherwise, could ever justify the barbaric attack on innocent people who were in Pakistan to represent their country and its people. Government rejects in uncertain terms the targeting of sports teams as they serve the important role of being ambassadors for all sports loving citizens of the world. The meeting also received a briefing on the aid that was provided to Zimbabwe in terms of the SADC Zimbabwe Humanitarian Development Assistance Framework. This framework was put in place, as we are aware, following the visit to Zimbabwe by an interdepartmental sub-team that was led by Reverend Chikane. This framework provided for the establishment of a multi-stakeholder structure to ensure that aid was provided in a non-partisan way. The stakeholders represented in the structure included United Nations agencies, government representatives, religious community, farmers unions, and of course SADC. These structures were monitored by and reported to the SADC ambassador. Captain was pleased to note that all reports thus far indicated that the aid was distributed in full compliance of the SADC framework. An interdepartmental testing that visited Zimbabwe the past 2 weeks also found that there was compliance with the SADC framework. We're therefore satisfied that the South African aid was received by all the targeted ordinary Zimbabweans. And these targeted Zimbabweans we're talking about are small-scale farmers, all resettlement areas, and communal areas in Zimbabwe. So those were the target audiences. The meeting noted that some media reports appear to be confusing the SADC aid and the aid that was provided to farmers by the Zimbabwean government. And just for the record, we just want to also inform you that during the time when our aid was being provided in Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwean government also launched two programs which were totally separate from the SADC aid. And the two programs that were implemented by the Zimbabwean program were firstly what is called the Champion Farmers Program and also the Presidential Program. So these were programs implemented by the Zimbabwean government, but totally separate and outside of the SADC framework that we alluded to earlier on. So our sense is that a lot of the reporting that was covered in the media tended to deal with the CH programs of government as if they were part of the SADC initiative. The meeting also welcomed the positive news that the sale of tickets for the 2010 FIFA World Cup were proceeding well. However, Kevin shares the concern that South Africans seem not to be purchasing these tickets. Extra measures will have to be put in place by both government and the LOC to ensure that both the Confederations Cup and World Cup finals are marketed to South Africans and that we can see more and more South Africans buying these tickets, because it will indeed be unfortunate if all the stadiums in the country would be filled by soccer lovers from other parts of the world with very limited South African participation. The report for the establishment of the Education Evaluation and Development Unit in the Department of Education was received and noted. The report will be published for public comment before the matter is finalized. The intergovernmental protocol for the provision of support to the Eastern Cape Department of Education was also approved. This protocol will provide the legal basis for the National Department of Education to provide technical and administrative support to the Provincial Department of Education in the Eastern Cape, including the allocation of roles and responsibilities between the two departments. The meeting also noted that the next National Order Ceremony will take place on the 27th of March, 2009, as the following appointments were approved. question. Let me take them.
Okay, Babu.
Yes, Don Wall Presley, Business Report. A series of questions. Were energy matters...
No, can you just hang on one second? I can't hear you. I'm switching on the volume. Okay, you can speak.
All right. A number of energy questions. Were the questions of tariffs of ESCOM discussed at all? A possibility of future...
No, I'm sorry, we think you have a real problem, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Can you try it again?
I'll speak slowly. ESCOM tariffs, were they discussed, the possibility of massive hikes? ESCOM tariffs, were they discussed? And also the extra two power stations in addition to the others that have been built, were they discussed? And also the problem with the integration of regional electricity supply away from the municipality to the reds, were they discussed?
Unfortunately, all those three issues were not on the agenda of the cabinet meeting today. But of course, government is aware that ESCOM is due to submit its tariff application to NERSA within the next 10 days or so. So cabinet will have to look at those proposals from ESCOM. But the three issues were not discussed at the meeting in short. Okay, next question.
Hi, David Wundermarty from Business Day. This morning on radio there was an interview with a guy from FIFA who drove from Oliver Tambo International Airport all the way to his hotel in Johannesburg, and then from there all the way to Soccer City. And he didn't see a single advertisement for the Confederation Cup, and yet everyone's complaining that South Africans aren't buying the tickets. Are the host cities doing their jobs, and have they ever reported on the matter?
Look, when we say something needs to be done to make sure that we market this tournament to South Africans, that's essentially what we're talking about. Cabinet, as a result, is that government, the interministerial committee, needs to interact with the LOC within the next 2 weeks to just review all the communication and marketing plans to make sure that enough marketing is done. And my own sense is that not enough money has been set aside by the LOC to market these two tournaments to South Africans, and the host cities themselves are not doing enough to do this marketing. So it's something that needs to be attended to as a matter of urgency. We will be participating as in the LOC subcommittee, board subcommittee, on marketing and communications to just make sure that the issue of communication and marketing is prioritized, even within the LOC.
No,
okay. Any other questions?
Just follow up, please. Surely that's by implication that the LOC isn't doing the job properly.
Well, I think there's a bit of communication, but it's not enough. It's very clear. All evidence is indicating that LOC, government, all cities are not doing enough to market this tournament to South Africans. So that's a challenge we think we should tackle head on together as government, LOC, and all cities. So it would not be for us to point anything out at this stage, because a government would be equally guilty if South Africans are not aware of this tournament.
Not directly related to your statement, but arriving out of the task team report on economic aid, has Cabinet addressed the staff to the issue, and how's that report being taken further apart from the task teams that have been set up?
Linda, the latest on that matter is that the, as you are aware, the president convened the joint working group. The working group said, let's put together task teams. The task teams are hard at work to come up with proposals. And once those proposals are on the table, the president and cabinet will indeed consider them and see how we can collectively respond to the economic crisis. But yeah, at the moment, the work that's taking place is the task teams are busy looking at the proposals with a view to coming up with an overall national response to the economic crisis. So work at this point in time, some things are doing their homework. Okay? Victoria, any question? Back to Keita. Yes?
Just for a matter of clarification, the Zimbabwe aid you're talking about is the 300 million rand that South Africa sent for agricultural assistance.
Yes, sir. As part of the economic package, following the establishment of the unity government, the finance ministers met, they're still looking at proposals. It will come to cabinet, to then go to the heads of summit. The summit of heads of state, to look at the finance proposal. So this report is with regard to the 300 million rand aid. Okay, Victoria, yes. Okay, somebody ready, Peter?
Chantal from Argus News. I just want to know, Chantal,
yes?
Just regarding the attacks in Pakistan, are you seeking any assurances from the authorities there that the same won't happen if a South African team should visit the country?
Well, at this stage, I mean, we are very confident that our preparation for both the Confederations Cup and 2010 are in an advanced stage. And in fact, our security plan around these two tournaments has been submitted and approved by FIFA. And at this stage, we are 100% confident that we will be able to manage any security challenges that may arise during the two tournaments. But at this stage, we're absolutely confident, but like any other planner of huge events, you need to make sure that you're on top of the game and ready for each and every situation. But our plan, yes, has been approved by FIFA and we're satisfied that we will be ready for any eventuality.
Yeah, I think you just misunderstood my question. I was speaking about the attack in Pakistan. Are you seeing any assurances from the Pakistani authorities that the same won't happen to our teams if we should go there?
Well, my understanding is that at this stage, all the cricket boards around the country, around the world, have actually put some brakes on visiting or on any tour to Pakistan because of the uncertain security situation there. And as far as I'm aware, there isn't a scheduled trip to Pakistan by any of our sports team. And if there were to be a planned trip, yes, I'm sure the South African government, together with sports organizations, we'll have to look at the security situation and make sure that we don't find ourselves in the situation that the Sri Lankan team found itself. But at this stage, I'm not aware of any planned trip to Pakistan. Okay, Pretoria, and then we can continue. Yeah, you're
from the
newspaper.
I just want to find out the response by government. That includes the 10 million rand that the car manufacturers have asked for from government.
Well, at this stage, I'm not aware of any planned bailout to the automotive industry. I know that it is what the industry has put on the table, but at this stage, all the systems that are actually working on this matter are looking at an overall response, which at this stage, as far as I'm aware, is not including a bailout plan. But it's something that I'm sure the motor industry is going to put as a concrete proposal to some of the top teams. The automotive industry has met with the Minister of Trade and Industry to raise their own particular challenges that they're facing as an industry. But government's response is that we need a holistic approach to the crisis that covers all the other sectors. And once the top team report, top team figure report, will then be able to say This is how we're going to respond to it. Okay, I'll see one last time in case and then we'll conclude.
Okay. I just wanted you to elaborate a little bit more on the extra measures that regarding the FIFA 20 World Cup marketing. Do you envisage more money being invested, and outsourcing of the communication services, or the organization of FIFA offices? Or what do you see happening there? What sort of extra measures are we talking about?
Well, we need campaigns, basically. Campaigns to market the tournament to South Africans. And my reading of the situation at this stage is that we are not putting enough resources for marketing these two events, important events, to South Africans. I don't think that even the companies that are primary sponsors for the 2010 FIFA World Cup are doing enough to market this event to South Africans. But I'm aware that a lot of the lead sponsors for 2010 have already indicated that they will be doing a lot of activities to promote the event. I know, for instance, one example would be Coca-Cola, one of the lead sponsors, is going to be starting to put messages on their cans over the next couple of weeks to just make sure that we make this tournament a reality. So yes, we need campaigns. Those campaigns will require additional resources, but the participating sponsors and companies also need to play a key role in using whatever platforms they have to market this event. So it's not just money, but it's a lot of planning, coordination, but I think money is going to be at the center of whatever intervention is put in place. There was another hand?
Yeah, Michael Hamlin from IDEC Bridge. There seems to be a remarkably short report from Cabinet today. Was it unusually attenuated, or were there a lot of things going on that you're not telling us about?
Michael, as you know, I always tell you everything that happened in Cabinet. But this was a normal Cabinet meeting, as I stated right at the beginning. So all the issues that are included there were discussed quite extensively. A lot of reports were received on a number of issues, on a lot of the issues that are included here. But one of the issues that we will be communicating in greater detail, for instance, is the planning for the period between now and end of term of this government. So transitional measures that need to be put in place, planning for the inauguration of the new president, planning for the time at which the new MPs are going to be sworn in, and when will a new government be put in place. So there's a lot of in-house stuff that was discussed at the meeting. But as soon as all the key decisions have been taken, we'll then have a separate briefing to give you details on that. There was extensive discussion on, for instance, Zimbabwean aid. A further report will be presented to Cabinet, and we may hold another briefing next week on the Zimbabwean aid with Reverend Chikane to just give more details about how the aid was delivered to the various communities in Zimbabwe. Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. End of the briefing.
Yes, of the briefing, there's only one schedule for this week. It is going to be discussed at 11 tomorrow. We'll take out the
time. On what?
On the Friday.
You guys are fourth